Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
That's right. You know, it's not just the sell of the week in Boston. It's the sell of the week in Chicago this week because I'm in Chicago for the Morningstar Investor Conference. Charles is in Chicago all the time, but we're going to get together later today or tomorrow at some point around the Morningstar Investor Conference. But right now, we're here for your edification and your enjoyment, and we're talking about the sell of the week. Now, Charles's pick for buy of the week was Invesco, ticker symbol IVZ. But if you listen to the show regularly, you know that Charles can come at buy and sell of the week from a lot of different places in terms of different investment styles, etc. And so if you want to learn more about how you can follow those kinds of styles, what goes into each of them, check out the American Association of Individual Investors at AAII.com and follow Charles on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roquelon. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Our sell of the week is
MWI Veterinary Supply.
Okay, so here's the question. We're looking at MWI Veterinary Supply, ticker symbol MWIV. And is it this or is it this? Big dog or small dog?
Well, I think it was a big dog that's turn into a small dog is probably a good way to describe the stock.
Okay, you're describing the company. I was describing, is it a big barking dog of a stock or a little barking dog of a stock?
Well, the stock was doing well, and I think in people's portfolios at one point it was it actually grew to quite a big dog in people's portfolios, but the performance lately has been more of a whimper than a harsh bark, which is never a good thing in a stock. And this company, if anyone who's taken their dog, their cat, or their whatever pet they have to a vet, good chance that the supplies or the medicines prescribed from the vet have come from this company. They service the majority of vets in the U.S. They also have a large presence in the United Kingdom, and they supply food, drugs, and the like. We held this in our Stock Superstars report. We actually held this in a category focused on stocks with growth and momentum characteristics. The stock did very well for us. We issued an alert for it in June 2010. That was a buy alert. We issued a sell alert for it right at the end of May. Over that time, the stock rose 178% versus about 100% for the overall index, for the market index. So it did pretty well. But if you look at the relative strength rankings right now, they've actually dropped. And if you look at 26-week, 13-week, 4-week periods, it's all in the bottom 30%. This actually is coming after the company missed expectations for the most recent quarter. They did say one of their main distribution centers was shut down for many days because of severe weather. But since the stock is held in a category that looks for both earnings momentum and looks for price momentum, when you see those two things slow down, and in the case of price, you actually see it go against you, that's a case where you want to get out of the stock. And this is a case where we bought a stock because it had good price momentum. We made some good money on it. But more importantly, the price momentum that existed when we bought the stock no longer existed. And so our sell rules kicked in and we got out of the stock. And it's very important when people buy a stock to think, why am I buying the stock? What are those characteristics? And when those characteristics no longer apply, it's time to get out. And that's why we actually got out of the stock.
So there was a time when you were bullish on the stock, but now not so much. How bad could it get?
Well, it's interesting because even though we don't consider valuations in this particular group that we incorporate in our Stock Superstars report, and I should add for those who are listening, we actually use four different strategies in that portfolio. The valuation on the stock, though, however, is high. It's trading at a PE of of nearly 27. The industry median for the medical equipment and supplies is 23.9. Now, granted, a little bit of differences there because obviously the trends in medications for dogs and cats is a little different than, say, the trend in stents for humans, but it does give us kind of a range there. If we look at the PEG ratio, which compares the stock relative to future expectations of growth, that's at 1.7. So both of those indicators are pretty high. I think you're looking at least 15% downside in the stock, but I do think it could be worse because, A, the price momentum is very bad when you look at those relative strength rankings. And what we know is when stocks rank in the very bottom 20-30% of relative strength, they tend to underperform over the next 6 months to a year. The other thing is when you look at the valuation, if the company disappoints again, there's a lot of room for downside on that. So I do think we're looking at least 15% downside, possibly more considering the stock is trading at a premium valuation.
Is there a specific catalyst that's going to send it into that steeper kind of dive?
I think it would be another earnings miss, and I think it would be further signs that the company's growth has subsided and the company's now is growing slower relative to expectations. And I think it's important to also point out that you could have a company with decent growth, but if that growth is less than what people expect, that's going to hurt the stock price. So I do think right now, judging from the stock price, you do have those expectations that the company could continue to disappoint. And if those come to fruition, that could be further priced into the stock.
Well, you put it all together and it sounds like it is a worthy candidate for the sell of the week. It might be considered, well, this week's turkey. But whatever animal you want to put it to, what you know is that it's MWI Veterinary Supply, ticker symbol MWIV. What do we say in the intro? Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. Well, if you don't want that to happen to you, don't be piggish. MWIV, the sell of the week. The buy of the week was Invesco Limited. That is ticker symbol IVZ. The guest of the week, that's Charles Roteblatt. He joins us twice. He's the only one that joins us twice, and we really appreciate that. If you want more information, AAII.com or follow Charles on Twitter. He's at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, I'll see you later today at Morningstar, but we'll see you back on the show next week.
I look forward to both.
There's much more to go on today's edition of Money Life, so stick around. We'll live it together right after this message.